It's game four of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Los Angeles Kings are up 3-0 over the New York Rangers, so a win tonight would give the Kings the championship. For many years, this has been the voice of the Stanley Cup.
Thrown in by Nash, cranked ahead and slowed down by Carter, brought on by Williams, protects, got it to Carter!
That's Mike Emmerich, known as Doc, calling Monday night's game on the NBC Sports Network. He's done play-by-play for more than 3,000 games in his career, and he's the first ever broadcaster to be inducted in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Doc Emmerich joins me now. Welcome to the program. Great to talk to you.
It is wonderful to talk to you, Melissa. Exciting day here in New York, too.
Absolutely. You know, my first question as I think about this is, when do you breathe?
No, I have help. I have Eddie Olczyk next to me, and he knows during overtime in particular that when the play is between the blue lines, I've got a chance to catch my breath, and he has a chance to just jump in with something.
Do you have a routine for what you do to get ready before a game?
Yeah, it's a background on some of the players, and it's designed, Melissa, for maybe the 6 seconds. When my partners don't have anything to say before a face-off, they were talking the other day about Kyle Clifford, who wears number 13 for Los Angeles. And though I didn't get it on the air, I had ready the fact that he had worked at a horse farm and had greased farm equipment when he was younger. And if they win the cup, I wonder if he'll take it back to visit the horses. Knowing that Eddie Olczyk, when he won in 94 with the New York Rangers, took it to a track, a horse, actually ate oats out of the Stanley
Cup.
Yeah.
Doc, you are legendary among hockey fans for having a huge arsenal of verbs that you use to describe passes. And I jotted down a few of them when I was watching Monday night's game. I heard you say, feathers it, hooks it, ladled it. I think that might have been an earlier game. Wafted, and a lot of people have had a lot of fun with your vocabulary. Deadspin even did a mashup of you calling passes with a Daft Punk song. Sounds like this.
Mash it, rip it, stop it, walk it, guide it, let it touch, rattle it, finesses it, gets it, clets it, sets it, slips it, fires it, blinds it.
They gave you a soundtrack, Doc Emmerich.
I know. Some people don't have a lot to do with their time, but I was sure honored that they decided to do that. And there's no conspiracy on what words I'm going to use that night. It's just from the reaction of what I see.
I've read that you trace your passion for hockey back to one particular night back in 1960. You were 14 years old. Why don't you tell us what happened that
night?
Wow,
you've done your research.
A little bit.
My dad was a high school principal, and he also ran a music store on the side. They would take the staff to an event each year. So one year it was a hockey game, and I'd only wanted to do baseball up until that time, but having watched hockey live for the first time, and it was one of those rare, weird epiphany moments. It took 7 years after I'd finished college before I got my first job. But when I got my first pass, it meant that I no longer had to pay to get in like I had been.
You're landing.
Getting in free is great. And getting a good seat for the game is better.
Well, a couple of years ago, during the NHL lockout, NBC sent you to Troy, Michigan to call a 12 and under girls game. Let's take a listen to what that sounded like.
Locked and it came right on goal, and Warden had to be very careful there, and the puck is loose behind her, trying to steer it into her from behind was Hamill.
When I heard you mention that, I started to get goosebumps. It's one of the best nights I've ever spent in a hockey arena.
Really?
Yes. These were kids that were 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old, and you see them there, and this is an activity for them. One wanted to be a veterinarian. And I said, do you have dogs and cats? She said, yes, one dog, two cats, and three hermit crabs. Now, I'd never heard of a pet hermit crab. I said, what do they eat? Little rolled up bits of lettuce, she said. So I learned something every day. But it was fun seeing the game at such a pure level with these kids just wanting to go out and play a game hard and enjoy teammates. It was fun.
Well, Doc Emmerich, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
NHL play-by-play announcer Doc Emmerich is calling his 20th Stanley Cup final. By the way, not only has he never played hockey, he's never learned how to skate.